welcome to Mr. Goldsmith and team. And we wanted to thank our friends and allies from New Zealand for their ongoing efforts and commitment to the protection and promotion of human rights, and indeed to this UPR process. We also welcome the government's efforts on improving employment outcomes for groups that face disadvantages in the labour market, including through its employment strategy and employment action plans. We do assess, however, that more work could be undertaken to tackle social inequalities and issues such as family violence and child poverty. So we recommend that New Zealand introduce modern slavery legislation, which is inclusive of entities of all sizes with international supply chains in both the private and the public sectors. And secondly, that it develop a strategy to tackle social inequalities in areas such as health, education, housing and justice, and particularly supporting those groups with disproportionately poor outcomes. And third, that it introduce pay transparency legislation and policies requiring businesses to measure, report and close pay gaps experienced by all workers, but especially women, Maori, Pacifica, ethnic minorities and disabled workers. Thank you very much and have a good return trip.